At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money, but are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Welcome to the Hornets Hivecast, presented by Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. Here's your host, Sam Farber.
Welcome to another edition of the Hornets Hivecast, your Hornets podcast with all the notes, quotes, and daily buzz around your favorite NBA team. I'm Sam Farber, and it is a pleasure and a privilege to have you with us here once again on the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. Well, it has been a grueling and taxing and very busy first month or so of the season, but at long last, we got a little gap in the schedule, a couple of days off for the Hornets. And so, as we always like to do, we like to get to know some players, staff members, coaches, with the Hornets a little bit better with a full-length sit-down interview. We're going to do that here today. Hornets swingman, fourth-year player, Jalen McDaniels, kind enough to sit down with us, talk about the season so far for him personally, the team collectively, and some of his favorites now in year four in Charlotte, including giving back to our great community in the Queen City. Without further ado, let's welcome Jalen McDaniels here to the Hornets Hivecast. Jalen, thanks so much for sitting down with us.
Yes, sir. Good for you to have me.
It's year four here in Charlotte, year four in the NBA, and you're off to a great start personally. Career highs, points per game, rebounds per game, assists per game, three-point percentage. How do you feel here in year four compared to previous seasons in the league?
I'm just feeling real confident, just year four, just being out there a lot, just getting used to doing the stuff it takes to win, and just trying to bring that to the team. And, I just feel comfortable out there, year four, just been through a lot. Being an NBA from year one to year four, so I'm just feeling good out there, just trying to play as best as I can.
One thing that it hasn't been talked about internally, but you often hear it across the NBA whenever a player's in a situation like yours, is contract year and how people have different expectations. You've never talked about it really, but what is it like playing in a quote-unquote contract year where you will potentially have the chance to test the market next season?
I mean, I hear about it, but I don't try to really think about it, honestly. I feel like you kind of think about that, then you start trying to, I need to do this, average this amount of points and whatever, So I try not to think about it, I know it's months away or whatever, so I just try to stay in the present, all right, when it happens, we'll talk about it then, we'll see what's up. But I just try to keep a clear mind about it because, it's kind of a distraction a little bit, yeah.
The counting stats for you, as we talked about, have been really strong, the best of your career. But a lot of the intangibles, the little things, getting on the floor for the ball, being in the right space at the right time, something that the coaches have talked about and certainly gets noticed. What is it that you're able to maybe practice and put into play that allows you to be in the right place so often? And it can't be by accident.
Honestly, I feel like it's back from college, defense, my coach at San Diego State, he was always defense, so I feel like that's just always been in me, playing defense, just knowing the right rotations, the right reads and stuff like that, and just me playing with a high motor, just trying to do the little things that don't come up in the stat sheet, diving on the floor, as you said, and just yeah, just hustle plays and stuff like that. So just trying to play with a high motor as well.
Are they things that you can practice or you can try and impart on other teammates or players across the league?
Like closeout drills, you know, stuff like that. So your technique's good, you know, and knowing who you're guarding, stuff like that. You got to shooters, you know, you got to get to the body more. You feel me? Stuff like that. You know, you can practice stuff like that. So.
One thing that continues to get faster, and this has to be chalked up to experience, is your decision-making. I don't want to say that you're robotic out there. You're not, but it feels like you're not thinking very long or hard about what to do. You just kind of know. Is that how you feel out there?
Yeah, just playing instinctive, I say. Just taking what the defense gives me. Just not trying to force it, not trying to do too much. You know, just making the easy play, I would say. That's what I try to do the most times, make the easy play.
For yourself, personal stats, what are your expectations for the balance of the season here, knowing that as guys get healthier, your role could change, or as you continue to play well, your role could change as well for that reason?
Honestly, I just go out there just trying to play the same every night, just playing hard on defense, playing with a high motor, and, you know, I know I'm going to get open shots in my opportunity, so open shots, got to knock them down. When I get the ball to create, got to either finish or find my teammates and create opportunities to score for others. So I feel like I can do that as well.
I'm not anti-aging. I'm pro-looking my best. Getting cosmetic surgery at Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates has me looking young again and filled with the confidence I need to take on the day.
From Botox to rhinoplasty to facelifts, Senta offers facial plastic surgery from specially trained eye and ENT doctors who are familiar with how all parts of the face work. Feel like you once did. Schedule your appointment today at ceenta.com/appointments. Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates. They just make sense.
Jalen McDaniels, our guest here today on the Hornets Hivecast. Jalen, it's year four in Charlotte, not just in the league. You're a West Coast guy. You grew up in the Seattle area, went to college down in San Diego, but now you've been out in Charlotte as long as anywhere that you've played in your basketball career, even going back to high school. So what has it been like? What are maybe some of your favorite things that you've discovered about the Queen City?
Charlotte, I feel like it's a real cool place. You know, it's like really chill. Stuff I like to do, I like going out to eat, going to a few spots and stuff like that, take my dogs out. It's pretty cool. It's a cool city, you know. Downtown's kind of, it's cool, you know. Great walks, you know, stuff like that. So it's pretty cool.
I'm sure when you were drafted, there was that excitement, that initial phase, but, you know, you're getting to know a new city. Does Charlotte feel like home now?
Yeah, at this point, I've been here. Like, I remember when I first got here, I was like, man, I'm on the East Coast, like I'm West Coast guy, you feel me? Like, it's just different out here. I didn't know. Like, the food was different. Like, it was just different for me. So, you know, it was just to adjust, and now we're a place called home. Been here 4 years, you know, I love it. So, it's cool.
You're 4 years in now. What's something that you wish you could have told yourself rookie season, second season, about Charlotte that you've discovered about the city that you really enjoy but maybe took a little time to grow on you?
I say, because year one, I was, like, in Greensboro a lot, year two. So, I don't know, really. I mean, I would say it has this, like, sneaky food spots that are pretty good, you know, that are kind of ducked off. Nobody really knows about them. So, you know, it's pretty cool, pretty good eats, and, yeah.
In addition to getting to know the city's gotten to know you, and you guys have developed a relationship in terms of giving back to the community. You recently hosted a dinner for families at the Charlotte Rescue Mission, and it wasn't just writing a check. You were out there, you and your family, volunteers from the Hornets, you were doing the kitchen prep, you were serving the meals. What was important to you about, again, not just writing the check, but being a presence there?
It felt good being there, you know, just putting myself where they're at every day and, you know, just seeing how they live and what they come from and why they're in the program and stuff like that. But and serving the food, like sometimes they don't get to have like Cokes and stuff like that. So like I remember someone wanted a Coke and then like they were like, oh, we don't get to have these. So like they were super happy. So I'm like, one of my cousins was actually there. He gave them two of them. So I'm like, oh, that's dope. Like stuff like that. So just to be there, like hands on, just felt like way better to be there instead of just writing a check. Oh, just giving it, you know.
You also did write the check. You and the NBA Players Association combined to give $4,000 donation to go towards turkeys for Thanksgiving coming up later this week, and just doing a lot of good. Obviously, as an NBA player, you've got a higher profile than the average person, and again, it's fantastic that you're taking your personal time to give back as well. But how does it feel to be able to monetarily give back as well?
You know, it just feels good. You know, I'm just in a great position. You know, thank God. You know, so I feel like just me being a person, just help wanting to help the community and just give back, you know, just because when I was growing up, you know, I remember NBA players in my city would do the same thing. So it just feels good. So.
It is Thanksgiving week. What are you most thankful for about your situation in life and the opportunity to give back?
You know, I'm just thankful, you know, just to have a great family to raise me how I am, you know, to give back. And, you know, I'm just thankful that I did it at a great time, you know, around Thanksgiving.
Buzz City, it's time to bring the Hive alive once again. Individual tickets and season ticket plans for the 2022-2023 season are now on sale. Take a break from your holiday shopping on Friday and join us at the Hive as your Hornets take on Anthony Edwards and the rest of the Minnesota Timberwolves. Tip time is set for 5 p.m. here at Spectrum Center. Secure your seats now at Hornets.com or through the Hornets mobile app.
Jalen McDaniels, our guest here on the Hornets Hivecast. Jalen, let's go back to basketball. Let's go to the season so far. Coming into the year, external expectations did not seem to be particularly high for the Hornets. If anything, it seemed like people just weren't talking about Charlotte. And talking to the guys, it didn't seem like you guys minded that. You were okay sneaking up on people. Internally, expectations were high. You knew you had a quality group coming back, young guys like yourself coming in with a lot more experience than years past. It felt like you guys were primed to make a run. And then starting in the preseason, injuries just start hitting the team. You haven't had a game yet where all three of your big three, Terry, Gordon, and LaMelo, have been on the floor at the same time. What has that been like, dealing with injuries, knowing that you're taking losses that maybe you ordinarily wouldn't have, but that injuries are kind of an ever-present thing right now with this team?
You know, I feel like just us, you know, they contribute a lot, and I feel like us being our teammates, you know, we just got to keep a next man up mentality and just be out there and go harder, you know, and just try to give as much as we can to make up for them guys, you know. And I feel like we have enough right now. That's what Coach always says, we have enough. And I believe him, like, we can still get wins and go out there and compete at the highest level, you know. So don't try to always blame me, like, oh, we're missing three guys. But, you know, just try to be like, bro, we can still win. Like, you know, like, we still get this dub. So
there is that level of optimism and positivity around the team. Oftentimes teams will take on traits of their coach and or their best player, and you hear that optimism a lot from coach, and there can't be anything but positive and optimistic when you're around LaMelo Ball. Even injured, he has this aura about him. How important is that to stay positive, to stay optimistic, even though you know you're grinding through a tough period?
You know, just I feel like it just helps. It makes just the energy better, you know. It just makes us all come together, you know. And just when there's good energy out there, I feel like everybody feels better. Everybody feels good. And that's how we want to go into the games, feeling good, feeling energized, you know. And Melo, he just brings the energy, you know, funny, just goofing off, you know, interacting with everybody. So it's cool, you know. I feel like just to keep that positive energy out there.
In searching for silver linings, injuries mean opportunities. There was a thought that you would have a bigger role this year, no doubt about it, whether people were hurt or not. But certainly when injuries hit the team, your role becomes more prominent. How do you feel you've taken advantage of this opportunity through this first stretch of games?
I feel like just getting more opportunities, you know, with the ball in my hand, stuff like that. Just still making the right play, the simple, easy play, score, kick, you know, trying to create action, you know, for my teammates. So, and still playing with a high motor. So I just feel like just me out there just continue to play my game. I get the ball more. I get it, do something with it, you know, make a good play. Just more opportunities. Just got to hit my shots and, yeah, just go out there and just compete, I guess.
How do you think it will make you better when the team is healthy again and you have a slightly different role? I mean, it doesn't feel like you're doing too many things out of the ordinary now. It's just more opportunities are coming your way. But when maybe there's less or you're having less minutes because of whatever the rotations look like later on down the line, how will you be better for this particular time right now?
I feel like I've been in that spot before, just having like less opportunities or whatever. So, I mean, just gotta make it count now. Like, open three, hit that, slot drive, assist, score that, or, you know, just being real.
There is, of course, optimism and reason to believe that this team will get healthy at some point in the not-too-distant future, and when you do, there is that confidence in the roster. How good do you think this team can be? We haven't seen it yet on the floor this season with this coaching staff. Haven't had a game yet with LaMelo, Gordon, Terry on the floor at the same time. When they're there, how good do you think you guys can be?
I feel like we can be really good, you know. I mean, you get missing three great players, so just add that to what we're already bringing to the table. I feel like, you know, the sky's the limit. You know, we can, you know, we just got to go out there and compete hard every game. You know, every game not going to be easy. It's like hard to win in this league, so you got to go out there and take it, you know, every game, each day. So,
fan is short for fanatic, and fanatics tend to have interesting opinions. And every time there's an injury announced, it feels like on social media, whatnot, that the sky is falling. But we know we're very early in this. There's at least 2/3 of the season still to come. But you are in a hole record-wise. Realistically speaking, how much time do you think you need in the calendar, in the schedule, healthy, to make up the disadvantage you've been dealt?
I don't really know, to be honest. We do got some games to make up, that's for sure. But I don't know how long it's going to take. We just need to take it game at a time. You know, just go out there, grind it out, get the wins that we need, and, you know, just compete and at the highest level we can do.
Certainly still feels early, not too late now.
For sure. We're good. We're good.
Jalen, always appreciate the time. Thanks, as always, for sitting down with us. And thanks for giving back as well and making a lot of people in the Charlotte area's Thanksgiving a bit brighter. Thanks so much for joining us.
Appreciate you for having me.
That's going to do it for this edition of the HHC. Tomorrow we're back to game action, and we'll be giving you our game preview in tomorrow's edition of the Hornets Hivecast. Thanks again to Jalen McDaniels. Thanks to our producer, Rob Longo, and thanks most of all to all of you for tuning in. For everyone here, I'm Sam Farber saying it's been a pleasure and a privilege having you along. We'll talk to you next time right here on the Hornets Hivecast.
Thank you for listening to the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. For more coverage, visit Hornets.com.